can't see, come to the other side. Actually, there's room in the front here. You have room in the front. You have your Malkum Kavua, or what? The Gemara fears always that since B'dikas Chomet is only a Drabonon, so we're able to be Maimon and Isha Eved V'Katan. If B'dika would be a Dairaiso, we wouldn't be Maimon and Isha Eved V'Katan. Why is B'dikas Chomet only a Drabonon? The Gemara says, because B'dairaiso, you could just do Bittel. Which brings us back, B'emes, to the original sugi we started with on the Bezim and Aleph. Mid-Dairaiso, Pesach is coming. The Pasuk says, Lo Yeirah L'Chachameis, the Pasuk says, Tashbisu. What should, would, need a person to do? It's Mevor, the way we spell it, by most Mishoinim. You have one of two options, and Midoiraiso, let's go with the Ran that we quoted on the base. Oi, oi. Oi, oi means, if a person should so choose Midoiraiso, he could just do Bittel. Let's clarify that again. We said, the guy comes, visits his friend, Chalamoid, and this macaroni, blue label, and various other assorted chametz all over the house. He says, Yanka, like, what's the pshat? He says, I did Bittel. He said, that's all? He said, yeah, Bittel. I'm good to go. He said, what's Bittel? He says, this is a sugya daf dalet. We're going to see soon. But midoraisa, that's good. And he sees the chametz. There's something called Bittel. L'umaseh, we saw that there's another option. Even if a person chooses not to do Bittel, if he does bidika ubir, that also, we rely and thoroughly that he did a good job. Ay, akasha famaisa. It comes chalamayit and you find the chametz, you find the huski of, you find the kikar, you find something. So as soon as you find it, you get rid of it. But when he finds it on the third day of Chalamayit at 3:33, was he over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotzi for the past 72 hours? Chach b'shoigig b'oynis? So we spoke at a whole var that no. Because midoy raisa, if you did the best you could, that's called, you did what the Bal Yira, Bal Yimotzi told you to do. Avada, you found chametz, you're not a malach, go destroy it now. We made it very clear, this idea, that either one could be a doy raisa. Midrabanan, they said you have to do both. Why did the Rabbanim say you have to do both? Well, haboidik sarach sheyivatel, meaning if you chose the bedika beer option, this that we want you also still to do bittel, that's a gemara on the fourth. We're getting there. The gemara says you'll find the gluski yofa. What exactly is that? You know what? Let's not even touch that right now. There's a gemara that says that bedika has a flaw. There's going to be a gluski yofa. We'll deal with it. But why, if you do bittel? Like we started with the guy who has the chametz all over his house. Midoraisa, it's done. We can explain today now why, but it's the truth. Bittel works. So what do you got to do, bedika for? So we said, bittel has a flaw. Tosis says, we're worried, Shem Yavil Achloi, with all the lumbus aside, this chametz thing, he might come to eat it. Tosis, Bezim and Aleph, we remember that. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, Shigilav, Rababal Yerobah Yemotze. We said, well, what about you? You did bittel already. So we said, there's a flaw in the bittel. You might not do a B'lev Shalim, you might forget, you might change your mind. Various other Indian on, and that's what we spoke out. Now, a few important announcements. The Erste Zach is, in the Mishnayos, the one and only place, we're in Mishnah, it mentions the concept of Bittel is the Mishnah on Daf Memtes. On Daf Memtes it says, Ahoylech Lishchadesh Piskev, Alam Alas Benoy, and now he can't go back because he's got a very important thing to do, or there's a price about Yosef Lefnei Rabbi, but in the Mishnah it's Ahoylech Lishchadesh Piskev, Alam Alas Benoy, Mevatle Belibay Vedaya, that's the one place where it says Bittel. The Gemara mentions it in a few places, specifically here on Daf Dalet. Midoy Raisa b'Bittel Saki. It's a Gemara on Daf Yud also, and other places, there's a Gemara on Daf Vav. Habayidik Sarach Shivatel. So we're talking, we're getting started soon, we're going to talk about what Bittel is. And we're going to focus just Bittel, meaning if a guy didn't do B'diku beer, there's chametz all over his house, but he did this thing called Bittel Midoy Raisa Saki. Again, Mitzad Mishnayis, the one and only place you can quote is the Mishnah on Daf Memtes. I saw an interesting horror in the Makor Chaim. Everyone quotes our Gemara, that's what we're doing today, that Bittel by itself, solo, is Midoraisa. Midoraisa of a Bittel Sagi. You know, we've been shtelling though that who would then fakir? If a person should so choose not to do Bittel, Akasha from Isa, why? And he just did B'diku Bir, that's also their Isa. We talked about it and we brought sources for that. But the Makor Chaim says that also can be proven from this Gemara. Because listen to the niggin. Midoraisa, Bittel is enough. And that's why B'dik is only a Durabanon, and therefore you can trust in every Shabakata. And if you didn't do Bittel, the Mashmoy says that B'dika would be a Deraisa. What do I mean it would be a Deraisa? That you have to do it, that you could do it, but it works, that it's a delivery also, and then you're not going to be over. That both halves are Mavur and our Gemara. That's a knake from the Makor Chaim, that it is Mavur. And now, to start, what is Bittel? Zok Rashi? You know, Rashi mentioned Bittel already on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Masker V'Soicher. He even quoted the whole nusach which we have, which is not from the Din of the Gemara, from the times of the Geonim. Rashi says there's a whole nusach called Chamira Deika B'Shuti Masich Daitamine. Big coverage in Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph. I once heard from Rav Nosson Svi Zeicher Tzadik Levrochem, why Dafka Punk in the Sugya Maske V'Soicher did Rashi insert the whole Kol Chamira Nusach? There's something very fascinating specifically by Maske V'Soicher. Who's doing the Bittel by Maske V'Soicher? Loaded question, but let's assume one of them is. What? How does it work for the other one? We're going to soon see Bittel might be a personal thing in your heart. Okay, so for you, but what about the other guy? You know, that guy that visited his friend, he sees the chametz loader, he says, what about he's looking at chametz? In Kol Chamira, we see that it works for everyone. And that's what he wanted to, that's what Rashi Dafka over there brought it out. But again, to see Bittel over here, Rashi says, Bittel ba'alma d'chsiv, tashbisu, v'loik siv tevaru, v'hashbasa delayed, hi hashbasa. The pasuk says, tashbisu, put the chametz to rest. Put the chametz to rest. Why didn't it just say Tevaru? What would Tevaru mean? By the way, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ach Bayayim Arishin Tashbisu Chametz. So Rashi, why didn't the Torah say, Ach Bayayim Arishin Tevaru? Careful translation, what would Tevaru mean?
Burn.
Burn? Who said burn? I have a loaded question. Does it mean burn or destroy? Someone has a first Mariah? I want to leave it as a hanging question. I think both options are good. What? What? You're saying destroy. I can leave it. I want to leave it as two options. As a matter of fact, I saw other Rishonim that quote Rashi. They say midloik siv tivaru oy tisroifu. But you know what? Let's even leave tivaru physical destruction. How do you tackle? How would you tackle physically destroy chametz? Let's be aware and put it on the table already. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Aleph and Rabbi Kiva quoted on Daf Hey. Both hold, ain be your chametz el esreifa. Meaning not only do you have to destroy the chametz physically, you have to actually burn it. Now, where's the makar for that, taka? Tashbisu itself is not the makar. We can plug it into tashbisu at the end. But where's the makar? That's a right, that means fire, but it doesn't say tevaru. One said, hello, it doesn't say tevaru. I just said what it could have said. It doesn't say tevaru by chametz. Where's the makar? That Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva hold you have to daf to burn chametz from Noisar. Thank you. Sugya daf Chav Zayin. That by Noisar there's a din to burn it, and they make a yafusa from Noisar. Now, is that like a zaytik din from Noisar, or does it plug into Tashbisu? We can talk about that also. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, again, Rabbi Yehuda quoted in the Mishnah on daf Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. V'Chachamim Omerim. By the way, the Chacham are also getting physical. The Chacham might know. Af mefar v'zayru l'ruach mataliyam. Doesn't have to be dafka. Destroy, tevaru, sorry for teasing, with fire. It can be tevaru, with water, with making it offer, throwing it to the wind. What?
Give it to a guy.
I have a better option. If it's before Pesach, eat it. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about when you do have chametz, you didn't give it to a guy and you didn't eat it, what are you going to do with it now? The guy could also eat it or not. That's nochazach. Now again, Rashi says, the Torah says tashbisu. Why didn't the Torah say tevaru, or tesroifu, destroy, burn? Meduyik, that you had to do hashbasa b'leiv. That you do hashbasa b'leiv. So one second, how do you do tashbisu? Physical? And like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, we're very specific about the physical, dafka sreifa. Right? I'm not talking about the Rashash yet, that says that if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach when it's still mutter, you yotze to be your chametz b'sreifa because ki ha'odom eats hasodeh. So a person is like wood. A person like it's called burning the chametz. You're burning the chametz. But we're not quoting that Rashash right now. So you can either physically destroy it, or we're saying. But Rashi says, but it didn't say tevaru destroy. It said tashbisu. So another way is just in your heart. I want to get this heart thing over here. What? It's not burnt, it's not thrown into the water, you didn't even physically touch it, it's prominently displayed on your shelf, and you said, it's batel. What does bittel mean? What does bittel mean? What does bittel mean? You know, in Kol Chamira we say it's like dirt. So there is a pshat like that, it becomes dirt. What does that mean? It's not dirt. It's dirt. We're going to soon talk about what bittel is. But I still want to talk about the physical option of destroying it. A little machshavadik for a minute. There are four elements in the world, yesoidois. Eish, Mayim, Ofar, and Ruach. By the way, Chametz and Matzah, the Sfarim explain, are both made out of Ofar. Ofar is either the wheat grew in the ground or it's flour that's grinded into like a powdery substance. You add water, that's Mayim, yeah. You use an element of fire, you bake it. And then Matzah and Chametz are both the same on the Eish, Ofar, Mayim thingy. The difference is only the Ruach. The Chametz is full of falsha Ruach, Gaiva, Yetzahara, Sa'ar Shebe'isa. The Matzah also has Ruach. Oinim Olav Dvarim Harbi. But that's Torah for Pesach, not for Pesach. But let's talk about Bir Chametz. Bir Chametz also affects those four elements. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva hold Sreifa, and the Chachamim add Mefarer, Ofar, Zoyra L'Ruach, and Mayim. You can also make it the lathe. The lathe will be like it's Ofar in your lathe. But on the physical life, when you actually did it in all four Oifanim. You physically did it in all four Oifanim. There is a remez. Tashbisu is Gematria Sreifas Chametz. It is, by the way. The word Tashbisu is Gematria Sreifas Chametz. It's a fascinating Gematria because it's 1,118. It's the same Gematria as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And a lot of other fascinating things which I'm going to not talk about now. But it would be a remez ba'alma for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva. Don't quote this as the source. The source for Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva is only Yehusa from Neusser, okay? But it's a remez Noah. It's the 1118. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Hishbati chayer roman aretz." I think we mentioned it the first day this month. I want to connect it again. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Hishbati chayer roman aretz." Tashbisu, hishbati. There's going to be chayes rois. Hashem will put them to rest. He'll be mashbis them. There's a machlekes in the Torah's kainim. Does it mean Hashem will make them extinct, physically destroyed, not existing, physically? Well, no, they'll still be around. They just won't. They won't bite. They won't be dangerous. The Velt says, the Achrayim talk about this. It's a parallel to the two options of tashbisu. Is tashbisu physically gone? Or no, it's going to be there, just it's not going to be bad. And we said, b'derech melitza, you're right, but there's still going to be shema yavei la'achlai. If there's that big chayara, if he's not existing, he's not existing, but if he's existing, so, you know, run away. He might. Now, another place with tashbisu is bittul, the Ramban brings a smach, the pasuk says, loy sashbis melech bris, and it says, loy tebatel bris. And even more, Targum Onkelis says, Tashbisu, the Targum says, Tevatlon. The Targum says, Tevatlon. So we have some occurrence for Bittul. Now, let's start opening up a little bit more Bittul, according to Rashi, that when you do Tashbisu, yeah, you can use a fire, water, Ofar, Mayim, but then there's another option. It's not. There's no fire, Ofar, Mayim. It's prominently displayed on your shelf. But it's Bittul. What is Bittul? There is a Mahalach in Rishonim that you turn it into Ofar. Haskolas hadvarim. What does it mean even? You know, the Ran says we're worried Bittul itself has a flaw because it's loyavata b'leiv shalom. Possibly the b'leiv, it's not b'leiv shalom because we don't understand it. What do you mean? It looks like macaroni. It looks like blue label. It doesn't look like offer. When you do b'dikas taylayim and you check for the bugs, what are you supposed to do after the b'dikas taylayim? What is revised instructions with the vinegar, the soap, the whole thing? What's the instructions afterwards? I mean, you remove them, right? Why can't you just keep them and say offer? Why can't you do Bittul? Make it offer. And let's even say the most fascinating thing. There's a Rishon, the Michtam, on the Vav. And also Maram Chalava, but the Michtam is even more pointed. I want to bring out the point from this. The Michtam has a Hatzad that if you do Bittul, and then on Pesach you eat the Chametz, you're not going to get Karas. You ate dirt. Not only does he say that, and I'm not being fair to the Oilam, but this is a Knech, he says it as Pshan in the Gemara. The Gemara says on that Vav, Haboidet, Tzorach Siyavatel, if someone does B'dik and beer and that whole thing, he should also do Bittul. Why? Shema Yimtzu Guski Yofer. And again, I apologize. There's many Pshatim Guski Yofer. We're not doing justice to the topic now. It's a very hot Gemara and there's many different nuances. Don't just like quote it. But the Michtam says a fascinating Pshat in that Gemara. We're worried on Pesach we find the Guski Yofer. And you know what? If you did Bittul before Pesach, no problem. Because you'll find the Guski Yofer and you'll promptly eat it. Azma. Yay, dirt! That's pshat in the Gemara! And after he says that pshat, he's mevatalit. Doesn't work. Ois. He's mevatalit b'shtei yadayim. And he upslugs it. You have to know why. But look here, if it's taka dirt, someone said, he made a hamoitzi when he ate it, so he made a brachal of atol. I mean, he didn't eat bread, he ate dirt. But it just goes to show. What?
No. Is that the call of Rafash?
No. Now, Maran, now again, the godless of the Michtam is that he says it as pshat in the Gemara. But then he's mevatalit. The Maram Chalava also brings such a pshat. The Maram Chalava on the Pov, and he brings. Bittul means it's dirt. So he says, so then if you eat it, you shouldn't be chayiv karis. He asks it as a kasha. You know, even if you didn't eat it, you had enough from it. You sat on it. You used it for something as a bookend. I don't know. What, you're not going to have enough from chametz on Pesach. It's not chametz. It's a... Maram Chalava says, by eating it, you're showing that the bittul is what? It's the third day of Chol HaMoed. It's 3:33. For the past 3 days, the chametz was prominently displayed on your shelf, and it was not a problem because it was bottle, it was offer. Then you went and ate it. Now what happened?
It wasn't
my shelf. It wasn't then. Will you get karas for eating it? Yes. Were you over bal yiroah now, retroactively for the past 72 hours? I'm a suffik. But I want to tell you something fascinating. When you turn this chametz into offer, if you're choosing the offer pshat, is it offer for 7 days or it's offer forever? Pesach is for 7 days, by the way. Is it offer for 7 days or is it offer forever? I'm a suppik. Is it enough to make it offer for 7 days or do you have to make it offer forever? But let me tell you something. If you make it offer forever, so why do you eat it 3 days after Pesach is over? Well, now I changed my mind. Yeah, but then if it's retroactive, you have a big problem because then you have to buy your other whole Pesach.
It's only an antidote to the Asana Kusav. That itself is limited.
You're right. That's it. Okay, I don't want to confuse. But you're right. That would be a good plan. But let's assume not that. You're doing the offer pshat and the Asana Kusav pshat don't go together anyways. Let's talk. They could, but they don't have to. But if an offer is making it offer forever, you know, how literally should you take offer? Let's say this chametz was tamei, a sheretz was noga in the lechem, it was a kikar lechem, a sheretz that's nagei and a kikar, it's tamei. When I do bittul, it's not tamei anymore because only food is tamei, dirt is not tamei. The tumah goes off. Oh, and after Pesach, the tumah comes back. I mean, are we really taking the pshat of offer literally? What? Yeah, there is such a musik. The question is, should we apply here? So I want to say a different shot. It's not offer. There's a different shot over here. Bittul is, you know, there was a story once with the Panim Zerov. There was a group of people that were talking about a certain very chashuv Talmud Chacham, and someone said something. I don't know what he said, but like, he said, you just said bittul. Yes. That's bittul. It's not choshev. It's not choshev bichlal. In my lave, it's not choshev. Now, 1 second. What does that mean? Why, when the chametz is on your shelf, are you not oiver? So Rab Nochem was medayik or Rashi on Vava Medeis. Rashi says, when you do bittul, by that gemara, avoid the sarshi bittul. So Rashi, Ava, and it's important Rashi. I mean, everything's important. Ava misha batla, ain't a oiver. The loik, siv el tashbisu. Kilo Rashi's asking, I don't get it. Why are you not being like the Bal Yira? The chametz is still chametz. It's still yours. It's not hefker. We're going to go through the various tratum. Hefker, Asana Kusav. We're going to soon stop throwing things. But so Rashi, that itself. You said it's not choshev. You made it ois choshev. I don't know so much if it's a part of offer. You made it ois choshev. You're not over anymore. You know, I've been telling a lot of people today that l'chor, there's a two basic box checklist thing. Chametz, that's yours. Bittul better take care of one of those. If it's chametz, that's yours, then you have a problem. Either Bittul's going to make it that it's not chametz, dirt, those kind of mahalakim, or it's not going to be yours, hefker. I'm going to elaborate on it. We're going to elaborate. But I'm clearing over here, it's not either one. Checklist. Is it chametz? Yes. Is it yours? Yes. But it's bottle. A noob shot. You put it to rest. You seized it with a C, not with a, you know, I want to ask you. It's seizing, but again, not. It's still tummy if it has to become a tummy. And if you eat it, make a hamaytu, maybe you shouldn't, but because it's, you don't make bracha machosasaurus, but it's still chametz, and it's still yours, but it's bottle. It's bottle. So Rashi says, Bal Yira, I mean, you know what? I didn't explain that enough about it. I'll tell you again. Bal Yira and Tashbisu is a package. And Rashi says, you know why? There's no Bal Yira. Because the Torah only says just to do Tashbisu. If you did Tashbisu, there's no Bal Yira. That's the part. The Torah says there should be a Bal Yira. So what should I do? Physically destroy? Definitely an option. Sell it to a guy? Definitely an option. Eat it before Pesach? Definitely an option. But there's something else you could do. You could be mashpisit. And then you get to go. Why? Because that's what the Torah said. That's what you gotta do. So the guy visited his friend, Chol HaMoed, and he's asking, what's going on? And he says, I did bittul. He says, what's bittul? Rav Nachum says that there's a Rashi. I was mashpisit. I want to say something fascinating. The Rosh Yosef says a diyek that the Ran quotes a different makar for bittul. Lo yira lecha batal belipcha. Lecha batal belipcha. What does it mean? Lo yira lecha batal belipcha. When you physically destroy it, so there's a guy, Beryl, it's his chametz, he physically destroyed it. It's physically destroyed. With fire, water, offer, it's physically destroyed. Is it also physically destroyed for Shmerel? Yeah, I mean, it's physically destroyed. But when Beryl does bittel, now, Bob, the bittel works for everyone. But what did Beryl do? Something in his heart. It was lachol. He did something to the chametz that was really personal. The din is, we saw, Avada, now there's no problem. The gra holds your oven while you're on someone else's chametz. So if he did bittel, you didn't, you have a problem. No, you don't. Because it's but, like siv elatash bisu. But it's like, the remez of lacha shows that bittel is something that's personal that you did. That you did. Now we're going to start the Tosfos. But Bidas Rashi, we have the Rashi on Vav that we quoted now, but I'm also stelling a vet in a kuda that Rashi says, when you do bittel, it's a kiyum of tashbisu. You can do tashbisu with fire, later Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, from a source of noisar, that's the preferred option. You can do it the physical other ways, offer ruach mayim, but you could also do something else. Just push it, be mashpis it, put it to rest. It's not choshev. And then you're not going to be over. Frek toises, midaraisa bebitl balmasagi, pirish bekuntris, midichsiv, tashbisu, veloi ksiv, tivaru, alma hashbasa belevi. Now, for us, even before we start, Tosfos has two kashas, and we're going to deal with both and slowly open up the sugya. The Megina Shloimeh, who, it's a fascinating sefer, he's megan on Shloimeh, on Rashi, Rav Shloimeh, from Tosfos kashas. A lot of the shtiklach in the Megina Shloimeh as a shita is that the secret to answer shita's Rashi is that Tosfos misquoted it. That Tosfos quotes Rashi one way and Rashi's saying something else. In the diukim of the lashon of Rashi itself, that's a lot of times the way the Megina Shloimeh is megan on Shloimeh, and he says, Rashi says the ksiv tashbisa v'leik ksiv tevaru v'hashbasa v'leiv is also hashbasa, meaning avad the hashbasa can be physical, fire, water, v'chule. There's also an option of doing bittel, but Tosfos is quoting Rashi that no, it doesn't say tevaru, it says tashbisa, that the way and only way to do bittel is with the leiv. That's the way to do it. Now, if that's the way, I was like, Tosfos has his first kasha. Let's start with one kasha at a time. V'kasha l'ri. The high hashbasa havarahi veloy bittel the tanya b'shmaitin Rabbi Akiva oimer ain't sorich harehu oimer tashbisu umatzinu lahavarashi av melocha. What just happened? Tosfos threw a lot of things at us. What was Tosfos' kasha? The Velt says like this. Tosfos' kasha is, and the Emes says, I partially already preempted this with Makavana, but let's set it up. What Tosfos is asking like this. Let's decide something. What does the word tashbisu mean? If it means to do a physical destruction, so then that's what it means. If it means to do belave, that's what it means. It can't mean both of those things. They're not an overlap. If all you got to do is just be mashbisit, belave, so that's all you got to do. For Tosfos, I have a Rabbi Akiva that says you have to actually burn it. Where does Tosfos quote a Rabbi Akiva? From a Brice on the Fay, which I want to explain. But I want to be mocked them with a question that everyone asks. Why did Tosfos ask from Rabbi Akiva? Why didn't he quote a Mefurash and Mishnah on the Chavalith? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chametz Elis Reifa. I already mentioned to you there are two basic famous Tanoim that hold Bir Chametz is Besreifa. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda front center is quoted in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is quoted front center in the Mishnah. Why didn't Tosfos ask from Rabbi Yehuda? What did he see special in Rabbi Kiva? Now let me talk about Rabbi Yehuda for a minute. Now Achrayim say I have a teretz. You have a kasher, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bir Chametz Yisreifa, how does that stem with bittel? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of it. Let's talk about just Rabbi Yehuda first. I can answer you, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of it. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? How do you do Bir Chametz Yisreifa? Not water, not afar, not ruach, and not bittel, only Yisreifa. So I got some worried that the stipe has a kasher. Where's the one place in the Mishnayos where it says bittel? Daf Mem Tes, what does it say over there? A person who's not able to do bittel because not able to do physical beer because he's on the way to do something very important. What else is he doing important over there in the Mishnah? Lechol sudas erisin the beis chamev. He's going to do a sudas erisin. The erisin is, in those days there was erisin a year before nesuin. Doesn't mean engagement. It means the kedushin, and it's a mitzvah to go do such a suda. Why cancel? It's a mitzvah. Come back, do it next week. Next week will be Sfiras Ha'omer. You can't do Kedushin during Sfiras Ha'omer? Pashtas, you could. You just can't do Nesu'in. Anyway, talk about a different time. The Gemara says, who's the Tana that holds Erisin as a mitzvah? Gemara Meftes? Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes. There's a machlokes if Erisin is a mitzvah. Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says, The Gemara says, I'm having a test. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, the Sphere, see this Erison is a mitzvah. So don't just pull out the card that says, oh, this Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bir Chametz, and he doesn't hold a Bittel. The Mishnah Bittel is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, of course, these kind of questions you can answer by saying, no, the Tan of that Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, B'negei, so this Erison being a mitzvah doesn't mean he has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda about Bir Chametz. But it's a kasha, a Talmud Chacham style kasha to be gecheshment that the Mishnah should stem from all ends. But again, to the Etzem Shtel, we have a problem, Rabbi Yehuda. What did Tysus say in Rabbi Kiva more? What Rabbi Kiva does Tysus quote? You know what? So maybe we'll do a service today. I'm a fascinating thing. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to spend still time on this Tysus on Sunday as well. But the sugi coming up and the Rabbi Kiva that's being quoted on the Hey, it's kedai to be already aware of what's going on and what Tysus wants in. The Ma'aseh is like this. The Torah says, Ach v'yayim harishon tashvisu. And what does it mean, v'yayim harishon tashvisu? Literally, pasuk pshat. What would you say? There are 7 days of Pesach. Shivas Yamim, it says. What are those 7 days? On the calendar, from Tesvav Nisan till Chaf Aleph Nisan. That's what it says on the calendar. Now, in Yiddishkeit, when does Tesvav Nisan start? I'm not getting involved now in Shki, it says Rabbi Nitam, but if you don't mind, let's just call it 7 p.m. We're going to, yeah? There's a whole black Gemara that the Gemara is going to say Tashbisu doesn't start at 7 p.m. A Moiridic concept. Tashbisu starts a few hours earlier on Yudalit from Chatzos. How does the Gemara get to that fascinating conclusion that a literal pasuk that says 7 days and on the first of the days do Tashbisu? Okay, 7 days, they start from Tesvav. Tesvav starts at 7 p.m. Okay, I get it. Do Tashbisu at 7 p.m. No, the Gemara brings 5, 6, 7 different shatam, a whole balagan. How Chazal, Beroy, Chachmasam understood and know that Tashbisu starts 6 hours earlier, 6 hours earlier from Chatzos. One of the many shatam that the Gemara brings is Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says the following. This is the Rabbi Kiva that Tosfos is quoting, and maybe there's a reason why he's doing it. Let's see. But what does Rabbi Kiva say? Light bulb, he says. It can't be that Tashbisu means that you should do it at 7 p.m. Because then it would mean the Tatakim, the hand from Shiel, titter on the kittel, and the Charoisis is ready, the Salzwasser, everything is ready, as the kinder's on the Einschlaf, as the Kenneth Frank and the Manishtana. No. Gotta do Bir Chametz, Tashbisu. And Rabbi Kiva, oh, he holds fire. He holds Shrei for Dafka. So at 7 p.m., you're gonna go make a fire. Before Ma'ariv, after, he said, how already? We'll deal with those things. I don't mean as bits, we'll deal with those things when we deal with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, what, you're going to make the fire then? You can't make a fire on Yontif. You can't make a fire on Yontif. Oh, that's the right, that Tashbisu is conveniently at 6 o'clock. That's the Rabbi Kiva that Tosfos quoted. And here, Kana ben Shoyal. Why did Tosfos have to quote this complex Rabbi Kiva thing? Rabbi Yehuda flat out says, Bir Chametz is Mesreif, finished, done. Zogin d'achroinim, amoyer de gazach. From Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be shver. You have to help copy it. It's very possible that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tashbisu means bittel. Tashbisu could mean bittel. You don't have to use a fire. You don't have to use water. You don't have to use offer. You don't even have to be physical. You just have to do bittel. I, Rabbi Yehuda, says you got to burn the chametz. It doesn't say tevar.
No, he says beer is straight.
Yeah, but where's this din of beer come from? Exactly, where's this din of beer? A totally different makar from Noiser. Rabbi said, Yiddishkeit is full of a lot of this. There's lulav on sukkah. This is Lulav on Sukkis, this Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and then there's a din on Pesach from Noisar, we learn how to burn chametz. Okay, nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu could mean bittul. Tashbisu means bittul. There happens to be a side din called Sreifas Noisar. And Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be a problem. Zog Tosis, but from Rabbi Kiva I have a problem. Rabbi Kiva said Tashbisu can't be when Yontif starts. Why not? Because you have to burn it before. From Noiser. Noiser doesn't say when to do it. Noiser burn it from before. Tashbisu, I'll do the bittel. When will I do the bittel? In the Havamina that Tashbisu, before we are enlightened that Tashbisu means from Chatzai. So when is Tashbisu supposed to be? 7 p.m. And what? How should I do the Tashbisu? What should I do?
Wait.
No, but can I do bittel then? I'd rather have a problem. I can't do bittel then either. There's a famous rule. You can't do bittel once it's usher. I mean, technically, Rabbi Kiva could have mamash got up and said,
in that happening, you still think you could.
Rabbi Kiva could have gotten up in that happening and said, how can you do the bitl at 7 p.m.? It's too late. But he didn't say that. He said about the fire. But he said, I can't do the tashbisu. Rabbi Kiva is the one that connected Noisar with the tashbisu. Mitzat the mission of Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzad the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, I can split the two things. Tashbisu, for all I care, can be bittel. There happens to be a din from Noiser that you're supposed to burn the chametz. Now, Frekav Shmuel Zavsky, other Rechaim, they'll speak this out. There's a Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin. Listen carefully, I'm giving you a lot of information. The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin says, Amru Leila Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanim who hold that you're supposed to do anything to the chametz, fire, water, anything, afar, ruach. They said, oh, dafka fire? Yeah? V'loy matza eitzim l'sarfei, and if you don't have fire, you're going to just be yoshev batel, sorry for the pun, you're going to just be yoshev batel. Batel, you know, you're just going to not do anything? But what about tashbisu? That's what the Lashon of the Gemara is. I'm quoting. The Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have eitzim l'sarfei, you're just going to be yoshev who batel? Someone once had a joke, yoshev who bit, like, you'll do bit, that's not what I mean. It says, you'll just be yoshev batel? But the Torah says tashbisu. So one second, magnifying glass. It says here that Rabbi Yehuda equates Tashbisu with Noiser. So don't sell me this Yeshivish Shtikul Torah that Rabbi Yehuda Zaitik is Noiser. Rabbi Yehuda also is Tashbisu. Zakrav Shmuel Zavsky, you're right, but that's not a Mishnah. That's a Brayis on Daf Chav Zayin. Where did Tashbisu ask from? From a Brayis on Daf Hey. What was your problem? Why ask from a Brayis on Daf Hey? Ask from a Beferish Mishnah. Hey, Beferish Mishnah is not a Kash. Beferish Mishnah is a Din of Noiser. Yeah, there's a Brayis on Chav Zayin that shows you that that's Napshat. So I asked you from a different Brayis. And in the Chanami, Tosis could have asked from either of the two Brises. He chose the Brise of Rabbi Kiva. But what, again, final wrap up on the first of the two Kashas of Tosis. What is Tosis' Kasha? How could you tell me Tashbisu means Bittul? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda both hold it means fire, and that's physical. And here there's a big problem. Who argues on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? This is very important. Who argues on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda are hung up because of Noisar, they were Megala that Tashbisu means Sreifa. And who's the other man, the Amar? Everybody else. What are they? Chacham, Rabban. What do they hold? Also physical. Just they say, it doesn't have to be physically fire. It could also be physically Mefarer Zayra L'Ruach. That's also Shver. That's not Bittul. Why does Taisomi ask for Rabbi Kiva? Some people say Inechan, he means Rabbi Kiva V'chulei. But yeah. Rabbi Kiva says fire, okay, and Rabbi Yehuda says fire, and the Chachamim also say physical, water, dirt, get involved. How could you tell me it's Bittul? How you talking that the Kash is Taka from the Rabbanon as well? How you talking that the Kash is from the Rabbanon as well? So, maybe. But what's Chan and Rashi? So the Achronim explained, to answer the first of the two Kashas of Rashi, the Achronim explained the following. You know what Tashbisu means? There's a little bit of a knesh here. On one end, the Torah says Tashbisu. It could have, if you really wanted to be involved in physical, it could have said Tivaru, destroy, Tisraifu, burn. It didn't. Avada Tashbisu means to destroy. But it shows an eloquent word that also gives another connotation. What's the other connotation that it can mean? Bittul. Put it to rest. Which one do you do? Maybe you have a choice. And more than that, can we please work out when you can do one and not the other? What's the case when a guy can't do bittul, and maybe by default will have to do fire? And when's the case when a person has to do fire and he can't do bittul? Chametz she'eni yidua. You don't know where the chametz is. Can you burn it? Can you physically destroy that? Maybe that's what bittul comes in. Lo yimatza eitzim l'sarfai. You don't have firewood. You don't have any physical means to do it. Bittul. You're on the way to Shech the Carbon Pesach, but Lamal Lamalas Benoi. Bittul comes in. That's the one place where it says Bittul. And I have also Fakert. You find Chametz on Pesach. You find Chametz on Pesach. What are you going to do now? You can't do Bittul after this Manisir. What are you going to do now? Destroy physically. How? Probably Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. Oy Bazoi, it's not a stira. On one hand, there's an option of doing bittul. On the other hand, there's an option of doing physical. Now again, careful. Like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, what physical choice do you choose if you're doing physical? To Sreifa. Where's the Makar? Noiser. Like the Rabbanim, you destroyed any physical way. Where's the Makar? I saw a fascinating idea. The Rashi Yosef, the Prima Gadol. You could say. The Rashi Yosef says, from Noiser. And b'mechila, even though Noiser, per se, you actually burn, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva learned that from Noiser, very yekish, exactly cut and paste from Noiser. And the Rabbanon also learned from Noiser, okay, you don't have to burn it, to physically destroy it. Now someone asked me an interesting shaila.
You were mevatel
the Noiser. Excellent point. By Noiser, if you, instead of burning the Noiser, go and crumble it up and throw it in the water, you just took You took your esrog.
You were over the line.
I want to talk about the mitzvah of the Sreifas Meiser.
No, but I'm saying the Sreifa fixes up.
There's a Nittik Lesser, but we're not even talking about the Nittik Lesser. Let's talk about the mitzvah of Sreifas Meiser. It happens to be, it also does Nittik. I mean, you have a mitzvah of Esr, and instead of taking the Esr and doing Nanuim, you take it and crush it. You know? Burning comets, it's also. It's a Chefza of a mitzvah. Take it. And then instead of burning it, you went and crushed it and threw it into the water. You varfed away your mitzvah. But again, the options over here are like this. We'll get back to Tashbisu. Tashbisu, the fact that the Torah didn't say Tevaru, it's a multiple range thing. Avada, the most preferred way, like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, Sreifa. Even like the Rabbanon, a physical destruction. There's another level. It's not the best way. And you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You can do Bittul. Again, there were those that wanted to say no, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda hold you can't do bittul, you must do physical fire. Rabbanon, I'm all liberal, once they're saying fire, offer, mayim, ruach, this, more than bittul. And then we had the cute kasher of Yehuda is the Tana of Erisin of the Mishnah. Fine, that was the type of sign for. Someone asked an interesting shayla. Hargosha, I'm trying to figure this out. We've been portraying from the beginning of this man that if a person just does bedika beer, and he did the thoroughest job he could, he checked it thoroughly again, and then he found chametz. We said, how could it be? He didn't check. We dealt with that. He checked thoroughly, did the best he could, and then he found chametz. We said, he's not over, even b'shoi big boys. He did the best he could. So if the oil remembers, we asked the question then. What if he did the best he could? There's one thing he didn't do. He did it without a nair. He didn't make a bracha. He talked during the bedika. He didn't check his car. He did check the house thoroughly, and he ended up finding chametz in his house, where he did check. And we made a whole list of such idea cases. If you're catching on, the ideas, is it an all or nothing? Well, no. If the place where he found the chametz is a place where he did his best, that's called he did the best. Well, no, it's a full package. I want to add a knitch. If you learn it's a full package, listen to a story. A guy did thorough bedika everywhere with a nair and a bracha, and he didn't talk, and he checked every corner of the house and his car and his pants, everything he checked. The next morning, according to Rabbi Yehuda Makiva, he went. And he was mafarik the ruach the zayir of the mayim and didn't do sreifa. Then the third day of Chol Hamoed, he found a piece of chametz. He gets a little bit burnt. Sorry, I don't mean that. I mean this idea that if you did the best you could, then you don't get slack. That idea, and we cleared already. Madregas. If on a nuance, is it a chesaron? Not doing the sreifa. Is also saying you didn't do the full job? Well, no, I chose not to do sreifa. You want to hear a bigger chutz of kasha? A guy found 10 pieces of chametz, and by the sreifa, I mean, each one is a kazayis, yeah? And by the sreifa, he went and burnt 8 of them, and then lachachas rishus he left 2 of them. Avada rosh, bali rabbi mezi. But then he also found another piece of chametz in his house. Meaning, this idea that if you didn't do the bedika thoroughly, you still get caught. That's also if you didn't do the beer thoroughly, and even sreifa of Rabbi Yehuda. You didn't do thoroughly? Okay, I want to at least start. Rabbi said there's still a lot to do in Tosis because there's the second kasha and then Tosis is Mahalach. But let's just slow. We slowly opened up Rashi's, the first kasha of Tosis and how Rashi answers it. That Rashi actually can handle that even there's Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. That physical, fire. Rabbanon also physical. Correct. But there's also the option of Bittul. Tosis wasn't saying that. But then Tosis has another kasha. Let's just at least open. We're going to have to still talk about it. Let's open up the question. V'oid. The Tashbisu Amrina Lekamon may acholok shumishe shoyis ulamala ula achari suri loy mahani bittul. This is complex. Let me just try like this. Rabbi said, we know the truth. When does Tashbisu start? If you're already enlightened from the whole daf hey that brings 7 proofs that Tashbisu means chatzois. But before we brought those 7 proofs, what would we have thought Tashbisu means? No. No. Yom Rishon would be right by the Leila Seder, right before you're getting putting your kittel on.
We already showed it.
No. We don't.
From the before, very beginning.
Yeah, from the very beginning. Very beginning of the hey, when we didn't show yet. I want to open up the topic like this. Let's assume you want to do beer chametz b'sreifa. Let's assume you have your act. You know that it takes 17 minutes for you to do. Sreifa. From the time you strike the match until the chametz is from fresh bread, not toast. Total charcoal, yoytzi rechivasi, whatever the requirement for that is. You know it takes 17 minutes. Sai Lufi Emes, that Tashbisu starts at 12 in the afternoon. And Sai in the half meeting with Tashbisu starts, if you just conveniently say at 7 p.m. Again, I don't know if it's before Meir, after Halloween, your kittle's on yet or not. In that setup, you know it takes 17 minutes. Are you supposed to strike the match at 11:43? If it's a 12 o'clock thingy? Or at 6:43? If it's a 7 p.m. thingy? Or no? Ragua, exactly 12 p.m. You strike the match. Exactly 7 p.m. If not for Rabbi Akiva's problem with the fire, you strike the match. It's going to take 17 minutes. Seder, I'm involved. This is the brunt of Tosis' question. Tosis understood that, you know, when you do Tashbisu, you start Tashbisu on the clock. And he has no problem with striking a match and it takes 17 minutes. But he does have a problem with doing Bittel. Because there's a problem that Bittel can't be done once it's Aser. And we're going to be marked about this in Meretz Hashem, but the secret is that Rashi holds the other way. That's the answer for Rashi. Rashi anyways holds that you have to do it before, that it should be done by that time. So if it takes 17 minutes to do Bittel, when should you start? If it's 17 minutes to do a fire, when should you do that? 11:43 in reality, or 6:43 late the Havamina, p.m., right before the Seder. And Bittel, which takes 32 seconds, at 11:59, or at 6:59, about called the Seder. Be'etzem, it's a terrorist, Tosis Kasha. We will be marked about that, and then this Tosis Malach, and then it's Kedai already over Friday Shabbos to learn Hayim and Aleph, like I said a couple dozen times. You'll be in the mechanism of the Seder. There's Chumash here, Avada.
So, you want to do a new mom, you don't find